So I'm Sergio Angeles. I'm the executive director of Longmont Public Media and Tinkermill. And I'm here to kick off, you know, Latino Business Month and Heritage Month. Latinos are vital to our communities. Now more than ever, more Latinos are starting businesses. And we're just have a really strong business environment here in Longmont. So just here to, you know, be a part of that, support other Latinos and their businesses, and just be here for the community.
Tell us the nature of your business and why your business especially is super important for the community that is a growing community of Latinos here in Longmont.
So Longmont Public Media is a media makerspace and a public access station. So we provide space and equipment, podcast rooms, technology to help anyone, Latinos included, create content, and then we help distribute it on local television, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, you name it, that's where we're on, and we're just here to help distribute content. Tinkermill is a makerspace that has wood shops, stained glass, machine shops, 3D printers, welding, all laser cutters, and we're really an incubator. So we serve to help people either start a new hobby or create a business, and we're there to provide all the tools and expertise, knowledge to help people do that.
During the pandemic, I remember that you also supported an initiative of classes in Spanish or in a bilingual model, especially for art. Why is it important to provide access to art and media, especially for marginalized communities?
So I think art and media is extremely vital for our community from an information perspective, but also it exposes us to different perspectives, to different ideas. And now more than ever, it's important to, you know, have accessibility and make things bilingual so that more people can access those resources in our community.
Why do we need to be present in media as minorities, as Latinx community? Why do we need to occupy those spaces that normally are not occupied by us?
Media is all about information about what's going on, whether it's good or bad. And it's just for us to be aware of what's going on in our local communities, our neighbors, our business partners, our businesses. And it keeps us informed. It lets us know how maybe we should vote, how maybe we shouldn't vote. It lets us know what events are going on, what resources are in our community. And media is extremely important to help facilitate that and really be the part of the ecosystem of how information is distributed in our local community.
What happens when we are not the storytellers of our own lives? What happens when we are not able to tell our own stories?
So if we're not able to tell stories, in my opinion, it really impacts the community because news and media kind of, it becomes a memory of where we're at, of our city. And by not having that, we just lose what's happening. So I really think it's vital for, you know, journalists, artists, other people in media to continue this work so that we're able to capture what's going on every day and help preserve the memory of Longmont for future generations.
Longmont Public Media is an educational space, a safe space for people to come and learn how to operate, how to use media in their advantage. In a community as Longmont, where the Latino community is growing and thriving, there is not so much effort or desire of bilingual education. How are you tackling that reality that we live with two languages, we live surrounded by Espanol and by English? But that doesn't show in our media.
That's a really good question. And that's something that we've struggled ourselves with tackling. And I think our approach has been, again, making it accessible, having bilingual options, trying to have a live interpreter if we need it, and then just try to reach those communities and say, hey, we offer this. If you're interested, again, it's a safe space. We're here to help teach and educate people how to use all the technology, all the tools, the equipment, so that you can use the media to your advantage.
Why is it important to keep media independent?
That's a really good question. Media needs to be independent so that it doesn't become influenced by other parties. It needs to have an independent voice. It needs to be funded independently. It needs to be supported by the community for it to really be in existence. And I think by having a local, by having it be funded by individuals ourselves, you keep it be independent versus, you know, having other interest groups try to dictate the news that you read and how the news should be reported.
Besides all the things that you are doing, which one you can highlight that you started during the pandemic that you will, that you want to continue doing it?
So honestly, I think, yeah, both Longmont Public Media and Tinkermill are really great resources in our community. And as we're working on merging both of the organizations together, you're seeing a really interesting mix where you have entrepreneurs and hobbyists go to Tinkermill, learn how to do something, start a business, but then need media to help advertise and help distribute what they're doing. So they're coming into Longmont Public Media, you know, creating videos, distributing it on our platforms, and now you have a really great ecosystem. And that's just extremely important, especially during a pandemic when everything is virtual most of the time, right? And having a hybrid approach to both in-person and virtual just, again, makes it more accessible for people to be educated, for them to know about what's going on. And it's just really important.
The power of video was really shown during the pandemic, or the pandemic time show us that video and media so powerful and really connect us all. Now, people, you know, even think that they could easily be producers of their own videos and their own media because it's happening. Young people just take off and they show us what they are doing and where they are thinking. But why is it important to have guidance in understanding how to utilize media that is so powerful?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just knowing how to use the tools, right? How to use the technology to your advantage. And that's what we're here to help teach and also provide. So it's all of that experience on why is a certain platform better for a certain audience? Why do you want to use YouTube Shorts over TikTok? Why do you want to go on Twitch versus Facebook? Again, it all just becomes around like having knowledge to make an informed decision about what platforms you want to use so that you can reach the audience that you want.
And also the message that you want to put out there.
Correct. That the message is equally as important, if not more so.
I have been speaking with Sergio Angeles. He is the director of Longmont Public Media. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobetter. Thank you.